A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News, and I'm Amanda Dixon. It is the 13th day of July, and I am so happy to spend the morning with you. Tim has the day off. It is 71 degrees.
No freeway delays so far. I'm Eric Butler.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus. Utah families and schools.
Parents and teachers and kids want to know what school will look like this fall, but it depends on where you live. The state's largest school district is asking for public comment on reopening plans. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the Alpine School District has a board meeting tomorrow night where people can give comment. It's at 6 p.m. at Lake Mountain Middle School in Saratoga Springs, or comments can be submitted online. The board will also hold a study session before the meeting to talk about these reopening plans. Now, different school districts around the state, even right next to each other, have revealed plans that are different. They're either all remote learning to start, or there's a choice for parents, or there's a hybrid schedule of in-class or online. And the feedback on this is all over the place, too. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said over the weekend that she intends to have American schools open for in-person classes this fall. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest on that. John?
Yeah, Amanda, DeVos also insisting that this can be done safely despite concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. The education secretary joined Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday to explain a little bit more.
We need to ensure they're back in a classroom situation wherever possible and whenever possible and fully functioning, fully learning.
DeVos went on to say that students not only need to be in classrooms for their fall education, but it's also helping mitigate some of the time lost this past spring. Now, one exception she did note is the possibility of COVID-19 hotspots, saying that specific areas that fall in these hotspots will have to be dealt with differently. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
You'll hear more from Secretary DeVos coming up in just a few minutes. A lawsuit between Susan Cox Powell's parents and the state of Washington is scheduled to resume today. The case has been delayed for several months because of the pandemic. Chuck and Judy Cox are suing the state of Washington after Josh Powell killed his two sons while on a state-supervised visit back in 2012. Washington State is expected to provide expert witness testimony regarding the standard of care for social workers. The case is expected to last 2 weeks. The Crestwood Fire near the mouth of Mill Creek Canyon is now 100% contained. The fire was caused by arcing power lines and led to some evacuations. A helicopter and several engines were able to get the fire under control. The pandemic continues sweeping to the south and west. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, New York had its first day without a COVID death on Saturday, but Florida had the most new cases of any state so far Sunday. 15,000 Floridians were confirmed infected in a single day. Dr. Carlos Guerra in Miami looks on the bright side.
The mortality is a little bit better than before.
He says that's because patients are younger and they've discovered better treatments. President Trump finally was seen wearing a mask over the weekend. He wore a face covering with the presidential seal while visiting wounded soldiers and COVID healthcare workers at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington on Saturday. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. 21 sailors and firefighters hurt after an explosion aboard the assault ship Bonhomme Richard at the San Diego Naval Base. That fire is still burning this morning.
At this time, brave sailors and commands or ships around all around San Diego are fighting to save USS Bonhomme Richard.
It's unknown what caused that explosion. All those injured are expected to survive. And actress Kelly Preston, the wife of John Travolta, has died after a two-year battle with breast cancer. She was 57.
Lynn and I just came by because she baked him a cake for his birthday.
That was from the film Twins. She was best known as her role in Jerry Maguire. She was born Kelly Kamalehua Smith in Honolulu. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A rock band has come under fire for playing a jammed street concert. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs has the story.
Greg White apologized yesterday after a video of the band playing a packed street fair hit the web. No one in the crowd wearing masks and crammed against the stage. The band's statement says, "I'm sorry to those who disagreed with our decision to fulfill our contract, and we're not in a position to enforce laws." The show was in Dickinson, North Dakota, where the state recommends but doesn't require masks or distancing.
In 2003, Great White set off pyrotechnics indoors that caught the club on fire. 100 people died. Washington's NFL team will announce their official name change today after recent pushback from major sponsors ignited discussion to change the controversial nickname. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from Washington.
Multiple reports saying the Redskins will reveal a new nickname as early as today. The franchise has been called the Redskins since 1933. Owner Daniel Snyder telling USA Today in 2013 that we will never change the name of the team, adding, "As a lifelong Redskins fan, and I think that the Redskins fans understand the great tradition and what it's all about and what it means."
While Washington is set to announce the name change this morning, the new name may not be revealed for some time because of trademark issues.